I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez has described Cuba's dictator Fidel Castro as his mentor. Voice of the Martyrs Canada spokesman Greg Musselman says Venezuela may be adopting Cuba's ideology in more ways than one.
The concern is that the kind of persecution that we've seen for decades in Cuba against the church will become similar to Venezuela, and those that preach the Bible as it's laid out will be running into trouble.
What kind of trouble? Nothing so obvious as to get bad press. It's more of a campaign of undermining discouragement. But pray, God's moving.
The leaders will be strong, and they will be preparing their people in what the Bible teaches about persecution and difficulty.
Next, it was a race against the clock as a mission team got their playground equipment cleared by customs with just 5 minutes to spare at the end of the day at the tail end of the trip. This is the Kids Alive team that we told you about, headed to the west coast of Peru to build those playgrounds. They'd already dealt with theft and other delays, but Rich Anderson says God was teaching everyone.
The kids we were going there to serve, they wanted that playground just as bad as we wanted to build it, or worse. I mean, they really wanted it. And they were praying. Of course, it was in Spanish, so I didn't understand most of it, but it was incredible to hear those kids pray.
And through World Hope International's hygiene education program, you can donate $3 towards saving a life in Haiti. Hand washing is the easiest way to prevent cholera. The deadly disease continues to spread when simple hand washing practices could stop it in its tracks. Lives are saved, but not just for the reasons of washing hands. The team is also there in the name of Christ, representing the hope of the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is celebrating our 20th anniversary. To help us celebrate, we're encouraging you to do something intentional for God during the month of July. Go to missionnetworknews.org, click on the link where you'll find tons of suggestions on how you can affect change in someone's life this summer. I'm Ruth Kramer.